Now, as I promised, we have a guest. And the guest is Mason Carter. I can say he's a young fella because I'm an old fella, who is announced and is running for councilman in District 5, which encompasses what area, Mason?
It's Walkersville, Woodsboro, Thurmont, Emmitsburg, and Myersville.
Okay, so it's really spread out there a little bit, but that's good. You got into politics because, you know, you need therapy sessions were too expensive, or what?
No. So I first got into politics in 2015. Donald Trump really politically inspired me because he was bold and unapologetic, and he really stood for what the people wanted. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. He didn't let the media and the Democrat, discourage him. So,
so you're not being discouraged at all?
Oh, no.
Now, and I know someone's going to bring this up, and I'm not picking on you, but I found you that you're younger than I am. Just by a few years, because you're still in school. You're still in high school. Do you go to school where?
I go to school at Walkersville High School. I'll be a rising senior.
Oh, okay. And you'll be old enough, obviously, otherwise you couldn't. You've already filed?
Yes.
So do you have to have any age to file, or you have to be 18 by a certain time? Is that how it works?
I don't know. I've heard mixed, but I talked to Stuart Harvey, who is now retired.
Right.
But
he knows everything about election laws, let me tell you. Well, that's great to hear that. I am so happy. I don't know your positions yet, but what you're saying is it sounds so refreshing. Coming from a younger generation, what would he be? A Z?
Yeah.
Generation Z? Mm-hmm. Okay, stop talking, Nate. I got the mic. So anyhow, I'm so courteous. I want to talk to you, though, about some of the situations going on, because I got rumors, and Nate, I don't want you to take this as the last time you can be on the radio. You certainly have that opportunity. But I was most interested in, because I've been following text messages and or Facebook linings that have said something about the Board of Education. Now, the Board of Education so far has said that everybody's going to start back to school, but you're going to be required to wear a mask. Is that correct, as far as you know?
Yeah, that's correct. Teresa Albin just made that announcement not too long ago.
And they are saying that we'll be distanced. But I also said yesterday, Nate said that, maybe it was Nate, if two teachers are in the room and no students, they don't have to wear a mask. But if students are there, they have to put the mask on. I'm confused. I have mixed emotions. I am a vaccinated individual. I think it's the best thing I ever did. I'm not upset about the vaccination at all. I'm glad I did it. I'd like everybody to do it, but I respect people that don't do it. Have you been vaccinated?
I'm not.
Are you going to be vaccinated?
Once we see some long-term type of data on it, I mean, I'm a young individual.
Right. Yeah, and you're healthy.
Right. You're right. Yeah. I'm young and healthy, and I think that the risk getting in the vaccine far outweighs the reward right now.
If you caught it, even your health and your chances of surviving are very, 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 very high. So without any coexisting conditions, you're going to go back to school. This is a great opportunity for me, because I don't get to talk to a lot of people that are still in school other than prison. But can you kind of tell us what's the mindset of the students now regarding the pandemic first and the mask situation? How do real students feel?
All right, so it's very mixed.
It's
very divided, as is politics all over the country and the county. There's a large block of people who they'd rather not wear the mask, but they just comply because they don't really think they have an option.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other people my age who wear the mask, get vaccinated, and they kind of align themselves with the Kai Hagan sort of view and the AOC view, just because they align more with that younger generation there. But there's definitely a movement with a lot of students who don't want to wear the mask.
Right.
They think it's unnecessary. I think that we shouldn't be wearing the mask, of course.
Now, why do you base that on? Why do you say, because you're going to be asked this, why do you say that we shouldn't be wearing a mask like you just said? Why?
I think it's a matter of a choice, because personal health is personal.
Sure.
Your risk far greater. I know my risk far greater than any government body or the Board of Education or the superintendent. If you want to wear the mask, go right ahead and wear the mask. If you don't want to, then that should be your option not to. Same with the vaccines. If you want to get the vaccine, if you're more comfortable getting the vaccine, go ahead and get it. But if you feel as though you don't want it or you don't need it, then just don't get the vaccine. I think it's really simple.
Do you see the correlation between party lines as far as getting the mask or getting the vaccine?
I think largely yes, but I think there are some people who are Democrats now seeing the inconsistencies and the disparities in these policies, or seeing the Democrat candidates and elected officials breaking their own rules, like we saw with Muriel Bowser and Gavin Newsom. It's sowing distrust in that policy.
Well, it's hypocritical, and we know that. And of course, politicians have always come to the mindset that do as I say, not as I do.
Correct.
I am under the understanding, and from what I'm able to read, which like everyone else should be reading, is that the mask for the young people is ridiculous because of it can do more harm than good. Now, anybody can argue this with me either way, because it's quite obvious that there are people who believe that it's great and people believe it's bad. There's a rally tomorrow, though, that I don't think it's for wearing masks. It's what is the rally about, and where is the rally?
All right, so I organize a rally along with a lot of my friends in the Frederick County Conservative Club, Frederick County Republican Club. We all came together, and we have a Unmask FCPS protest, which is right in light of Theresa Albin's announcement that they were going to require masks for the 2021-2022 school year. That's going to be outside of the FCPS Maryland Central Office in downtown Frederick. That's 191 Southeast Street. That's going to be held at 2:30. That's going to be right prior to the 3 p.m. closed session meeting. And then we're going to stay there until the 6 p.m. open session and then attend that in person.
I don't know how many, but you never know how many people are going to be there based upon both weather and people working for a living and things like that. A 2:30 protest, are you pulling in, or is there any chance that other politicians, because you now become, you've been branded a politician, which is not the worst thing in the world.
Oh, I don't like that.
You could always sell cars. But anyhow, I'm just joking to car salesman. Ben, stop it. Do you think there will be other politicians that appear to support you or support this idea?
Yes, we have, as I was looking at it last night, I know we have 8 different people running for office or holding office that are going to be there. Given that there's going to be a quote-unquote counter-protest being planned, I don't want to give out some of the names just because of
Don't name them, because I want to hear, you've agreed to give us a call afterwards or during the protest tomorrow. And you've cleared all this with the police so that they don't come down with any kind of nonsense that you can't stand on the sidewalk and breathe in this air. I don't know what they could come up with. I think we've heard from parents over the last couple of days, or at least the last week or so, that are really upset that they're putting their kids back in masks, especially the younger children. At your age, you can kind of psychologically play it off. It's okay. It's just part of the game. We got to do it. I think when you do this to a younger person, you're talking third or fourth or second grade, that becomes more of a stigma. And I don't think that's good, because we're already back. We've already lost the educational year, but the emotional year is also gone. And that's what's going to come back to bite us, in my humble opinion. We're going to come back. We're talking to, not Nate Carter, that would be somebody else, Mason Carter, who's a candidate for the 5th District in Frederick County government election next year. But most importantly, when we talk about the protest tomorrow, let's call it a rally. The rally tomorrow that we'd be protesting, the mask. Coming right back, 5:19 in the afternoon, Free Talk Radio 9:30, News Radio 9:30. How about now, Nate? Hey, we're back. Good afternoon. Hey, welcome into the best day of your life. Thank you for that music. I hear it every day. I thought these were on rotations. Let me hit that button. We're talking to Mason Carter. We've got a great name for radio, too, by the way. Mason Carter. You always have 2 syllables in the front, right? Nate Johnson, Roscoe Johnson's brother. Anyhow, Mason, you are the organizer.
Correct.
Of the rally tomorrow. That we're calling a rally, protest, whatever. Rally sounds so much
whatever
nicer.
Whatever makes people
out. Yeah. And the people will be gathering at the Board of Education complex building. Fred says Taj Mahal, but it's whatever. And it's at really there on East Street and East South. Mm-hmm. Parking, get there early. It's at 2:30. Someone said, is it going to be a mask burning? Are they going to burn the mask? I don't think you're planning on burning anything, are you?
No, I don't know where they got that from, no.
Well, I didn't either. It sounded like something somebody would ask for. But someone called in yesterday early, and I keep referring to that because I don't know how they knew about it. Is it being, how do you publicize something like this? Is it social media?
Social media, 100%.
Okay. And you're looking to have some people show up, of course. I heard there's also going to be a situation wherein eventually that there will be another kind of a rally wherein parents are actually going to gather to either literally or figuratively remove their kids from the school system. And it's called an unenrollment rally, so that they want the school system to know that they're not happy. So I'm hoping that some of the Board of Education members who make policy and such, the superintendent seems to be basing this off of what she hears, because she's not a medical expert. Dr. Brookmeyer is the medical expert, and she kind of bases on what other people say. But there are states, Mason, right now that are saying, no, we're sending our kids back to school. And no disrespect for young people. I call them kids, but that's because anybody in their 50s is young. But anyhow, you know, they're not requiring their children to go back. So why does Frederick County decide this is it? Because is Frederick County smarter? Or is Frederick County more liable? I don't understand why we're making this decision.
Teresa Albin, she cited the Delta variant, the rise in cases, and the Jane Gardner, she talked about the low vaccination rate amongst people in schools. And, of course, people, I think it's people under 12 now, they're not allowed to get the vaccine. So they're not protected against the Delta variant and COVID and all
but
that.
But isn't it amazing with all, we know that this is much more contagious, the Delta variant, but it's not as harmful. It's, I mean, I don't, anybody gets sick is sick, I understand, but it's not as, you don't get, more than likely, you're not going to get critically ill from this, probably not even have to go to the hospital, and most will be asymptomatic. So that's kind of like a good thing. And I see it as going through school in my day as the flu. Okay, if you get the flu, you get the flu. You stay out until you get well, and then you come back to school. And I think that's the way we have to go. We have to go back to that old way of thinking. Otherwise, we're never going to go to school. And if we're going to go to school, we're going to be sitting so far apart, which makes no sense at all. And you'll be in a mask. You won't know who you're sitting beside of. Mm-hmm. So I kind of support your idea. I'm glad right now that we're going back to school. Did you virtual last year? Did you have all year virtual school?
So we're around middle way of the school year. They allowed us to go back hybrid, or they let us go back in person for a little bit, 2 days a week if we so chose to. I chose to stay virtual because
that's cool. You get to be home. You don't have to go to school.
Right. Mm-hmm. I also just I didn't want to see my school like that.
Right.
You know, with the masks and...
Did you all have a prom, junior prom?
Prom?
Prom, yeah.
No, we did not.
Because of COVID.
Right. Yeah, we didn't have a homecoming, no prom.
No football games, nothing amount to anything.
I think we did have...
Spring football. You didn't fall football last year. I think that we need to have young people. I think we need people like Mason Carter to step up and say, you know, this is kind of important for us, because I'm in this because you're one of the students.
Correct.
I guess and I think Mason also, it is quite obvious to me that everyone at some point will have some portion of the virus. There's no question about that. Then the CDC and everyone, they're not denying that. So I've said this from the very beginning. To the extent to which you get it depends on your health, depends on your vaccination or not vaccinated. What do you have? I know, other than the rally, what do you hope to accomplish more? What do you hope to accomplish?
We all hope to send a message to the Board of Education, to Teresa Albin, that we don't like this ruling, and we want you to represent us. I think that the Board of Education really forgets who they work for, and to show up there and we're expecting large numbers. I'm hoping that sends a message.
Do you think, in reality, do you think it'll change anybody's mind? No, thank you.
Yeah, I sure hope it does. But if it does anything at all, I hope it just sends a message and it encourages other people that to also stand up, because it has to start somewhere.
Yeah, it does. And I think the encouraging thing is here that you're stepping up, that people are stepping up, mm-hmm. because it's about time we took over our schools. It's about time right. we took over these positions that we have let go because of the trust that we had and did not realize how it had gotten away from us. One more question for we have to let you go around 5:30, but I can only ask you some more questions. Critical race theory. You're aware of it, of course, being in politics.
Of course.
Is that at all used in the school system that you know of? Because we know it's referenced.
Right. So a lot of these critical race theory teachings and these other, quote-unquote radical teachings, well, I mean, of course, I believe it's radical too. These are newer teachings that are phased in. You don't have to title it critical race theory to be teaching or utilizing tools mm-hmm. of critical race theory. And it's important to know that students are not the only ones subjected to these teachings. It's the teachers themselves as well. In FCPS's own words, and this is from the instruction from FCPS to teachers, quote, "For any program, practice, decision, or action, the impact on all students is addressed with a strategic focus on marginalized students, meaning that every action taken in the classroom should be dependent on the color of his or her student's skin color." I urge everyone to check out the newly formed Racial Equity Committee. I really think this is their key to implementing CRT in our schools.
Are you racist?
No, I don't. Well, I am.
Accordingly, everybody's racist. That's white.
That's ridiculous.
I agree. Mm. I agree. But that's how the critical race theory starts off. That's the assumption. Mm-hmm. And they go from there, how you can straighten yourself out by not being as racist as you are. Mason Carter, I want to have you back when you have more time, when we have more time. I'm glad you could come in today because I wanted to hear about the Mars rally. Please give us a call from that. If someone wants to contact you, first of all, they can meet you at the rally, 2:30 tomorrow. Board of Education, Frederick City. Mm-hmm. Don't have to bring anything to show up. And if they want to contact you beforehand, how do they reach you?
All right, so... contact me on Facebook. It's going to be Mason Carter for Frederick County. Or you can call the campaign at 240-608-2721. Or you can contact the campaign on my website, which is carterforcouncil.com.
carterforcouncil.com. We wish you the very best. We'll have you back in a very short period of time.